This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Balt Edwards. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean has spent more time in Wisconsin than any other Democratic presidential candidate. The outcome of today's primary could decide whether Dean stays in the race. NPR's Robert Smith reports from Milwaukee.
In the last few days, it seems that everyone wants to speak for Howard Dean. Political pundits are saying that his bid for the presidency is already over. Supporters online debate his political future. Even his campaign chairman has been predicting that Dean would abandon the race if he loses Wisconsin. Yesterday in La Crosse, Dean tried to stop the chatter.
My response is that I'll speak for the campaign.
Dean also made it clear that Steve Grossman, the man who chaired the campaign from its infancy, is no longer with the organization. Grossman told the New York Times on Sunday that he would move to John Kerry's campaign if Dean loses today. The former governor didn't seem to take it personally.
I absolutely don't feel betrayed by Steve Grossman. I consider him to be a friend. Steve was there before we were anybody. So I bear no ill will to Steve Grossman at all.
But Dean's supporters aren't so forgiving. At the final Wisconsin rally last night in Madison, Dean fans were disgusted with the defections from the campaign. Paula Ferreira Parrish is a special education teacher.
I think it's a real shame. I don't like that. I think you should stick with the candidate and go with them.
But as with the other setbacks in the Dean campaign, the news only made the faithful more devoted. As Dean spoke, he was continually interrupted by the chant, "We want Dean."
Well, if you vote tomorrow, you'll have him.
And for the first time since his much-replayed Iowa concession speech, Dean appeared without a jacket, shirt sleeves rolled up, looking ready to fight. Regardless of today's outcome in Wisconsin, the former governor will return to Burlington, Vermont, late tonight to figure out what his campaign will do next. Robert Smith, NPR News, Milwaukee.